from their Champ album. That's the Tokyo Police Club with End of a Spark here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Tokyo Police Club, also played some T-Rex in that set of music with their version of Do You Want to Dance. It was on this day back in 2017 that we lost Bobby Freeman. Bobby wrote the song, first performed it, took it to number 5 back in 1958. Some Elvis Costello went back to the Punch the Clock album from 1983 for King of Thieves. Starts the entire set with the Box Tops. Bill Cunningham, bass player, born on this day in 1950. Oh, the Box Top songs was The Letter, the big hit. You know, today's National Handwriting Day. Did you know that? Don't know why we celebrate it, but someone does. There's some, like, 7th grade English teacher who's like, we've got to have a National Handwriting Day. Don't you think that's probably what it is? You know who has really horrible, horrible handwriting? And he's not even a doctor. Well, I guess he's a juris doctor. I'm talking about our rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who hosts a radio program every Thursday called Courts in Session. Now, I'll tell you about the program. The program is 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, but the twist that Dr. EJL puts on it is that he plays new music by classic artists. And then he'll play old music by classic artists, and then sometimes he plays new music by new artists. So really, he's kind of all over the board, but when he gets the ship steered in the right direction, you'll hear a lot of classic artists on his program. It's Courts in Session, Thursdays at 8 p.m. here on 83 FM. I'll tell you one band that he plays new music of, who's a classic band, that I'm going to go back and play some old music of, because they're still a classic band. It's Cheap Trick. You know, Robin Zander celebrating his 73rd birthday today. So in celebration, come on, Robin. It's Cheap Trick here on the Viva La Mach radio program on WRCT. From their 1997 full-length debut, it's Rainer Maria from Madison, Wisconsin, and Tin Foil wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, I'll ask you, was Rainer Maria an emo band? Were they a hardcore band? Were they a punk rock band? Were they just a rock and roll band that was misunderstood? I don't know. And I asked this because the New York Times actually once said of them that they were always the wimpiest act at Midwestern punk and hardcore concerts. Wikipedia calls them an emo band. I don't know. You be the judge. You figure it out. You decide what they are to you. Let's do it that way. Before the Rainer Maria, how about one of the wimpiest bands I've ever seen? The Breakup Society. Okay, I'm kidding. They're local. They're local-ish. They were local, and then they moved away, and then some of the members are still here. But the Breakup Society from James at 35 with Robin Zander in celebration of Robin Zander of Cheap Trick celebrating his 73rd birthday. Also, the Dolly Rots in that set of music doing their version of Melanie's Brand New Key. It was 2 years ago today that we lost Melanie. Pulled that off of the Dolly Rots Because I'm Awesome release. And Cheap Trick, speaking of Robin Zander and birthdays, from their second album, they put two albums out in 1977. Like, one was in February, and then the second one, In Color, came out in September or something of that nature. And what's crazy is, I'm pulling the album out. I'm holding it right here in my hand. And I'm trying to see, Southern Girls was on that. I Want You to Want Me. Like, the original versions. It wasn't until, Budokan. And I'm saying this because that album peaked at, number 73 on the album charts back in 1977. And then when they did that at Budokan album, just things exploded for them. Good for them because they're such a great band. You know, this is great. It's having breakfast for dinner. I find it to be great. Yeah, whatever you want. It's breakfast. You're an adult now. Have it for dinner. But the best time is Saturday. Saturday is the best day to have breakfast for dinner because that means you've tuned into WRCT. And you have found Chris Wired's program called Breakfast for Dinner. You can pull up a chair. It's at 6 o'clock on Saturdays. His menu includes harmonic melodies, melodious harmonies, power pop, punk, jangle pop. It's such a great show. Hence me promoting it for you to listen to every Saturday at 6 p.m. Online, of course, at wrct.org. Let's get back into the music. We only have about 11 and a half minutes left before the program is over. And I got a whole bunch of songs I wanted to play, so let's see what we can do. Going back a few years, which I think you always have to say when you're going to play a go-between song. It's Part Company here, the Go-Betweens on 88.3 FM. Come and have a look. Cruelty, her unfair.
Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cool beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
Performing little whale. Or snip your harness off and take another walk around the bay. The way the English say we only mustn't grumble in the end. Back an arrow in your heart, you smile. Is your wax doll still crying in the fire? It cramps your handwriting and dulls what little style you have. You cast your mind back to professionals like Alan B. Who sees the windows freezing, hands around the keys? Unlock yourself, he says, but no one ever does, except for Jacob Lurch and Mr. Moose and Dan.
Some Robin Hitchcock from 1989 with Wax Doll as we are approaching the top of the hour. I've got a couple quick announcements to make for you. First and foremost, before the Robin Hitchcock, let me tell you a couple songs you've heard. Kinks in that set with Sunny Afternoon, and start off the entire set there with the Go-Betweens from a Spring Hill Fair with Part Company. Might as well, this is a Viva Lamach radio program. I do want to remind you that families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those in need when they most need it by donating. If you go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, you can help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. They can't do it without you. I can't do it without you. Yeah, that's you listening to this program. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva Lamach. The show originally aired as a pre-recorded show on January 23rd of 2026. Now, it doesn't mean the show is over if you keep listening, or does it? I don't know. If it's Friday night, January 26th, or January 23rd, I'm sorry. There's more Viva Lamach coming up. There is.
If I was man enough, I'd come on your stomach.
Always keep your radio tuned here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCTrequest@gmail.com is how you can reach me.
It's your wax doll still crying in the it's your wax doll.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
You are listening to 88.3 FM and WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a little show we like to call Viva Lamach. Now, this is a special show, and you'll hear this show almost each and every time one of three things are happening. Because for the next 2 hours, I'm going to play songs that mention New Orleans, that are from bands from New Orleans, that have some sort of suggestion to the Crescent City of New Orleans, because one of three things is happening right now. I, the Mockster, I'm either going to New Orleans, I am coming back from New Orleans, or I am in New Orleans, and I can't do my radio show live. So that's what I've got set up for you for at least the next 2 hours. So I hope you enjoy that. As we're figuring it out, we'll play along. And, you know, when I think of, like, New Orleans, and we think of what song should start off a set that is about New Orleans and everything? Well, it's the classic song that the Animals made famous. But I'm going to play the Walkabouts version of this song. It's the House of the Rising Sun here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
upstairs. As if you'd even care when the lights are up and the sun is never gone. Ticket to a show. See him take a blow. When the drunk one said Cat Stevens was the greatest singer. Did you kick him in the head? Did you see the blood run down? Did you laugh at all when the people walked right by and said aloud, bullet points are all the same. Gonna make $20 for the weekend.
Let the Dominoes Fall album. That's Rancid here on the Viva La Monk radio program with New Orleans. Or is it Nawlins? Is it New Orleans? New Orleans? I don't know. I kind of jump between New Orleans and New Orleans. Just so you know. I don't go Nawlins because I feel you literally have to live there and have that be a natural affect to your accent to say it that way, or else you kind of just sound like a weirdo. You do. Hey, before the Rancid, how about some Foo Fighters from their Sonic Highways, where they went to different recording studios and such, and they recorded that one in New Orleans. But what's great is there is a lyric within that song. The song was In the Clear. Let me be clear about what that was. But there is a lyric in that song that says, coming like a rebirth marching in a second line. Reference to the Rebirth jazz band, and of course the second line, which is something, if you're unfamiliar with, just I guess you have to use the Google machine. But anyway, and before the Foo Fighters, New Orleans' own Better Than Ezra with a song called King of New Orleans, and lyrically that's how they pronounced it. So they're from New Orleans and they said New Orleans, so Better Than Ezra. Local boys from New Orleans with King of New Orleans. And then start off the entire set with the Walkabouts doing their version of House of the Rising Sun. My name is Paul. If you just tuned in, which means about 18 minutes ago you didn't hear me say that I'm playing 2 hours of songs that reference New Orleans or bands from New Orleans or some sort of connection to New Orleans, because I'm either there right now, I'm on my way there, or I'm on my way home. So anytime you hear this recording, that is exactly what's happening. Just, you know, got to keep you in the loop of the know so you don't get confused. From their 1989 album, The Tragically Hip, with New Orleans is Sinking here on Viva La Monk.
All right. Loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so it danced the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm near? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim. Someone just to stoke by picking up.
red-haired man bangs. Sometimes I feel so good I gotta scream. She said, Gordy, baby, I know exactly what you mean. She said, I swim.
didn't stop until she hit New Orleans.